Just like every year, kids and adults alike will be celebrating Halloween on Sunday by dressing up and pretending to be someone else for a night. But for some, dressing up is not relegated to just one night in the year. Says Liz Braster, who runs costume shop Braster Broomsticks in Port Robinson, "I dress up all year long. I'm a big kid, I'm never growing up. I'm almost 60 and I love it." Braster started Braster Broomsticks almost 15 years ago when she bought a collection of costumes from another costume shop. "I was at the right place at the right time and I did something that I love. Halloween is my favorite time of the year and I bought a business of a lady and started from there. I was working as a waitress and this was my other job." Braster, who this Halloween will be dressing up as Thing 1 and Thing 2 from The Cat in the Hat, together with her husband, says that the feeling of escape is what is driving her love for costumes. "You can be anyone you want, you can even mix and match them. So you want to be a unicorn on the front and a horse on the end? It's just cool. You get to dress up and be anybody you want. And as for this year's trends in costumes? Right now medieval stuff is pretty popular, Vikings, queens, that would be my most popular ones, and TV characters and superheroes." Braster says she hopes her business, which is open all year round, will just get bigger and better in the next 15 years. "I like dressing people up to see their reactions. It's fun and I can make money, so why not?" Braster Broomsticks is not the only costume aficionado in Port Robinson. Port Robinson Community Center is currently holding a Halloween draw for Best Costume or Halloween Decoration. To enter, head on over to https://www.facebook.com/PortRobinson Community Center/.